Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, November 28th, 2022. Stand up for your country. Hope everybody had a nice weekend, nice Thanksgiving. We did here at the O'Reilly domicile, very traditional. I gave a little historical speech about the furniture that is in my dining room is more than 100 years old, purchased by my grandmother and grandfather. And in the time that they purchased it, this was top-of-the-line stuff. And they were one of the few couples that both worked. My grandmother was a AT&T employee before telephones were that widely spread. But anyway, you don't want to hear about all that. But the traditional Thanksgiving is indeed traditional. This house where I broadcast from is about 100 years old. And I think it's older because there's another foundation underneath, but I don't even want to check it out. Anyway, not too much happened over the five-day holiday, politically speaking, but one incident is worth discussing. Donald Trump dining with dubious characters. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So Donald Trump, whom I haven't spoken to in a while, is creating problems for himself now. So rather than make the announcement he's running for president and then kind of regroup into strategizing how he's going to get back to the White House, he's creating problems for himself. And this problem is almost unbelievable. So Kanye West is a fringe entertainment person. I'll submit to you that there isn't anybody supporting Donald Trump who is really interested in Kanye West. I mean, they know who he is and maybe they like his product, his music, but Trump and West, I mean, it's just strange bedfellows. And West, for whatever reason, it's gotten into this anti-Semitic stuff, which there's, again, I ignore most of this, but when a big time entertainer starts to embrace it, I say it's wrong. Okay. I mean, I don't spend a lot of time on Kanye West, no matter what he does. I don't care what he says. All right. He's not a person that has any influence in his country among those people who matter. You know, there's a bunch of silly kids want to think he's great. Okay, that's fine. But then for some reason on Tuesday night last week, Trump invites West to Mar-a-Lago for dinner. Again, if you're going to have dinner with Kanye, that's all right. I mean, it's your choice. You're an American, but do you got to make a big deal out of it? I don't know why you would do that. And then West brings a guy named Nick Fuentes, 24-year-old kid, who has said things in the past that are hateful about blacks and Jews. I mean, the guy's way out there, okay, way out on the far right fringe. So he shows up with West, and Trump says, well, I didn't really know that he was coming along. That's almost impossible to believe because the Secret Service has a list of people who get into Mar-a-Lago. And you would think that Trump's chief of staff, I don't even know if he has one now, or anybody running his operation down in Florida would see, who's this? I mean, come on, he's a former president. So Fuentes, again, is not somebody who I care about at all. He's a marginal person, doesn't mean anything. But I got to define, you know, how bad this guy is. So a couple of weeks ago, he puts out a statement that says, quote, the Jewish power complex is a fundamental obstacle to American sovereignty. We cannot have American sovereignty insofar as there is a Jewish gangster complex at the center of American power. I mean, come on, this is stupid. All right, it's just dumb. And why would you ever want to say that out loud? I mean, it's not true. It's foolish. It makes you look like an idiot. And you don't generalize about ethnic groups. I mean, come on. You just don't. That's wrong in every way. So anyway, sits down, Trump does, with dinner with these guys. And of course, everybody's got a camera in Mar-a-Lago. They're all taking pictures. And then it goes to the press. And why do you want to give your enemies, Mr. President, more ammo to smear you? Because that's all we heard about. Okay, Thanksgiving through today, it's Trump dined with these two. That's it. Trump's the devil, Trump's the devil, Trump's the devil, Trump's the devil. It doesn't make any sense. All right? It just doesn't make any sense. So right now, I see Donald Trump at his lowest political point since he won the Republican nomination in 16. Okay? He's at his nadir, N-A-D-I-R. And he makes mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake. And I don't know why. When I talked to him, he's lucid. Now, you may remember just a year ago, we were about to embark on the Trump-O'Reilly history tour, okay, which was fabulously successful and featured no madness whatsoever. None. There wasn't any election stuff. There wasn't any of that. It was just what Donald Trump accomplished or did not accomplish in his 4 years as president. And the crowds loved it, okay? And it was very, very impressive on all levels. So I'm going to give you a taste of that to show you where we were a year ago today vis-a-vis Donald Trump. Go.
So the first question here in Texas is something that everybody is concerned about, and that's the border. It took you almost 3 years to get the Mexican government to cooperate with the United States to use its military to stem the flow of migrants.
Yeah.
What took so long? What was the resistance?
Well, we really took, we had a big problem. We had a big problem with a thing called the Democrats because they wouldn't approve the wall. And without the wall, you wouldn't have the kind of numbers we produced. We produced numbers like you wouldn't believe. Now, your government, Texas, they're doing a good job. They're going to finish the wall that could have been done in 4 weeks if Biden gave the go-ahead. In fact, they wouldn't even allow Texas to use the panels, which are all bought, and they moved them over to another section of Texas. It's a disgrace what they've done. But we built almost 500 miles of wall. It's had a huge impact.
Okay. And then Donald Trump went on to say, look, Obrador was not helping in stemming the flow of migrants to the United States in conjunction with the barriers that the Trump administration managed to put up, which were effective in certain sectors. Donald Trump said to the Mexican president, Obrador, if you do not use your military to stop this incredible flow of migrants to the USA, we're going to hurt you economically. Our trade agreements are going to be torn up. And so presto, Obrador put his military on the southern border with Guatemala and the northern border with the USA. And that brought the migrants down to about 850,000 in Trump's last year, compared to now about 3 million. That's about what there are migrant encounters and migrants that get away into the USA. About 3 million from Trump's 850,000. So you would think that rather than dine with new dubious characters, this is the kind of stuff that Trump would be formulating on a number of fronts, on the border, on violent crime, on the economy, on inflation, on Putin. It's endless. It's endless. The Trump administration and the Biden administration could not be more opposite. Okay, and I'll submit to you that the Biden administration is a detriment to this country, to you and me. And we can back that up with facts. I mean, you just back it up. Under Trump, we were energy independent, which means we did not have to buy oil from Putin or OPEC or anybody else. We did. Trump made deals with Putin to keep him at bay. So we bought some Russian oil, but we just turned it around and sold it to other people for a profit. Now, just today, Biden said to Chevron, yeah, you can go harvest oil from Venezuelan waters. Venezuela is one of the worst countries on earth. But this is lost. All of this is lost because Donald Trump will not focus on what could really help him regain credibility and get him back into the White House. And I just don't know why. I can't put my finger on it. But when I saw the Kanye West Fuentes dinner, I went, something wrong. And that's a memo. All right, Biden is doing nothing today, and he doesn't do anything every day. I mean, I do this as a public service to our listeners and viewers. All right, 1:30, he hosts a congratulatory visit with Nobel Prize winners. Okay, all right, great. So he was in Nantucket 5 days, comes back Monday. You figure you'd have a full plate. You know, how can we solve the immigration problem? What can we do? No, nothing. All right, back to Trump. Now, Trump's busy, unlike Biden. Trump is busy. So, as you know, earlier this month, the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, appointed a special counsel, Jack Smith, to look at two things. To look at the Mar-a-Lago documents. Why? I don't know. FBI has them. Garland knows what they are. Why do you need a special counsel? I don't know. And the January 6th stuff. Again, been 2 years since the January 6th committee has been investigating that. Why do we need a special counsel on either of these things? It doesn't make any sense at all. Anyway, Trump doesn't like it, of course, and calls Jack Smith a political hitman, which you would expect him to do. Now, there's no question that Smith is embedded in the Democratic structure in Washington, D.C. If he weren't, then Garland would not have appointed him. Right, just as Trump appointed Republicans to key positions, that's what the Biden administration does. Now, if you're a Republican, you're not going to get appointed by the Biden administration or Merrick Garland. Okay. Now, the only thing here that caught my eye that I didn't really fully know about Jack Smith, put his face up again, is that he was involved in a 2013 Lois Lerner case. Now, you may remember the IRS was targeting certain, there's Ms. Lerner, she worked for the IRS in Cincinnati. They were targeting Tea Party groups, trying to get them, the nonprofits, thrown out of that so they have to pay tax. So apparently, Jack Smith helped Lois Lerner do that in some way, get those Tea Party groups off. It was not successful. Okay? And then, of course, this is there was a regime change in 16, so it went nowhere. But that's interesting. All right, so Smith, you know, he's a establishment guy, member of the Justice Department, helping Lois Smith and the IRS, you know, give Tea Party conservative groups a hard time. Okay, thought you would like to know that. Now, there are dueling investigations, and this will be the big story for the first 6 months of 2023. This is it. So we're getting way ahead of it. So you know what's coming. Dueling investigations. On the one hand, Hunter Biden. There are maybe two House committees going to come in and investigate Hunter Biden. On the other hand, Jack Smith. And you know that whatever Smith comes up with is going to be leaked out, you know, 35 minutes after he finds out something. So you're going to, and then the House committee is going to leak it too. So you're going to have leak, 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 anonymous all day long. So on the Hunter Biden front, this is fascinating. The grand jury in Delaware began hearing evidence against Hunter Biden on May 15th, 2019, 2.5 years ago. 2.5 years ago. And it's a simple case, all right? Hunter Biden derived millions of dollars from China, from Ukraine, from Kazakhstan, and a bunch of other places. He didn't declare all of it on his taxes. That's what this is. Okay. The Washington Post on October 6th of this year says, anonymous sources, so you can't trust it, that federal investigators have gathered enough evidence to charge Hunter Biden. So why hasn't he been charged? If that's true, it might not be. But 2.5 years, they ought to go one or the other, right? Charged or not charged. Grand jury's not hearing it anymore. They're gone, long gone. So what's going on? That's corruption. We the people don't know. The U.S. attorney in Wilmington sitting on it. And he's not going to say anything unless Joe Biden okays it. Okay, so that's one thing. And the House committees are going to zero right into that. I give the presumption of innocence, you know me. But the most important thing about this case is if Hunter Biden gave money to his father as vice president. That's really the crux of the whole thing. Hunter Biden's a grifter. Okay? Yeah. They'll get him, I think, on some low-level charge. But that's the big one. Did he give money to dad? Now, on the other side, on the January 6th stuff, Adam Schiff, says they're very close to a final report. Well, they should be. I mean, these people are just morons. This whole committee is a farce. Within a month, right before Christmas, they'll say something. It won't mean anything, but that'll carry over to 23. All right, so let's get another point of view on this as I bloviated now for 17 and a half minutes. Bring in Brett Tomlin, our go-to guy in federal justice matters. He is a former U.S. attorney for Utah, CEO of the Tomlin Group out there in Salt Lake City. All right, first of all, my encapsulation of the investigations. You want to add anything or subtract anything?
I thought they were right on the money. One thing on the Hunter Biden that has always troubled me is a grand jury serves for about a year and a half. That's the term. If they claimed in the Washington Post in October that they had the basis to bring charges, the only way they can do that is reinstalling a new grand jury and representing the evidence, or the more likely is a deal, a plea deal, which means they will have been in negotiations and discussions. And when you say the word corruption, because we're in the dark, add to it that they seem to have been waiting for the election, and then they seem to be collaborating with the defendant and his attorneys in order to bring what charges
they
want to bring in this case.
This is rotten. And it's just bad, makes everybody look bad, the Justice Department look bad. But, you know, I'm not surprised. You know, Brett, it comes a point now where the entire population doesn't have any confidence in the FBI or the Attorney General or the Department of Justice. They just think it's corrupt. And they're right. They're right.
Yeah, when Merrick Garland stands there and says he now is appointing a special counsel because Donald Trump is running for election, you've had allegations of money being funneled from political enemies and foreign states to the Biden family, and you had an insider claiming that it was going to Joe Biden. How do you not appoint a special counsel under those circumstances, but you do now?
Yeah, to look at the Hunter Biden thing. But of course, they don't want to know what the Hunter Biden thing is. Now, do you have any faith in the Republican-dominated committees, which will begin in late January, to investigate Hunter Biden? Do you have any faith in that?
I do. And this is a little bit different than, you know, times past. And the difference is there are a number of whistleblowers who have come forward in the FBI. So I have spoken to counsel in the on the judiciary and the oversight committee that are working hard and planning out their oversight hearings. And they say they are loaded with individuals that are going to come forward with information. That's going to be difficult for DOJ and for the FBI.
But it's got to be information that means something. If it's just right. Hunter Biden's a grifter, okay, we all know that. It's terrible that he hasn't been treated the way every other American would be treated in front of a grand jury. That's terrible. But it's got to link up to Joe Biden. And I'm not sure they have that.
Yeah, we'll see. What they seem to hint at is information from agents saying that there was a concerted effort to bury what was on the Hunter laptop. That is corruption. It's next level corruption. And as well, there's whistleblowers who are coming forward and saying that the FBI was manipulating and being told to manipulate evidence surrounding the January 6th issue, hearing and investigation. Those are big revelations.
No, those are big.
I hope that they're valid.
Well, we know there are eight FBI agents that were in an undercover status monitoring the demonstration in Washington that day, January 6th. We know that. That has been confirmed. But then Ray won't say whether they were inside the Capitol, whether what their role was, whether they gave information ahead of time, there might be trouble. Ray just stonewalls. Are you surprised that Ray is doing that?
I am surprised. I did cross paths with Chris Ray when I was U.S. attorney and, very thoughtful, younger, definitely ambitious. You have a hard time predicting the level of entrenchment that many get when they're in D.C. and in the establishment. And, the January 6th investigation, and I'll just add this real quick, Bill, I got to see firsthand the investigators at work. I represented a client who went into the Capitol, was charged, served 30 days in prison. She was interviewed by the January 6th investigators. Almost all the questions were about Donald Trump. She had no information, no knowledge. She wanted to know if they wanted to know anything about those that were inciting and riling up the crowd and pushing people to go into the Capitol. They had no interest.
Amazing.
It was a very odd, odd investigation.
That committee was set up solely for the purpose of pinning it on Trump. He encouraged it. He incited it. That's what they wanted. That's what Liz Cheney wants. That's what the report will reflect when it comes out in a few weeks. All right, Brett, thanks very much as always. A lot of good information from Brett Tallman today. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Okay, so the American Journal of Public Health, one of these think tanks that looks at a variety of health issues, and one of the health issues is guns, because people die. So it's a health issue. So they have reported now, this is brand new, that in 2019, which was the study base, twice as many Americans carried a loaded handgun every day as they did in 2015. So in 19, it was 6 million, this is what the study says, carrying a loaded handgun. And in 15, it was 3 million. And in the study, it was because of self-protection. Obviously, police can't protect you. They can't anywhere. So alert people living in dicey neighborhoods or living way out in the countryside and rural areas, they know they got to be protected. So thought I'd bring that to your attention. Flight delays Thanksgiving weekend, not as bad as I thought they would be. Okay, only 0.4% of flights were canceled. There were 73,000 flights from Friday through Sunday. So they don't even count the days before Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving itself. And 73,000 flights, but very few were canceled. Delays, 20%. So 1 in 5 delayed. But that's a lot better than I thought it was going to be. Now, the reason I think is that all the airlines know, people like me are watching, and they called in all vacations for the pilots and the flight crews. So everybody had to work. I think that's what's going on there. All right, let's go to China. So this is a interesting story. So China locks down when there's COVID in a city, town, region. What that means is people are forced to stay inside and forced to give COVID tests to the government. Okay, so the lockdowns are hurting the economy. And now people are demonstrating against Beijing. Let's take a look at some of those pictures. So thousands of Chinese are out in the streets all over the country, including Beijing and Shanghai, two biggest cities, saying we don't want this COVID lockdown anymore. And they're being arrested, lots of them. So when you're arrested in China, nobody knows what happens to you. It's not like they tell you or you have a right to a lawyer. You don't. It's communism. So you're taken away and maybe you're seen 6 months later. I don't know. But this is big. All right. Chinese unrest. Now, this is good for the United States. This is good because that takes a lot of the steam out of the aggression that Beijing is putting on the world. Same thing in Iran. So this protest there have been going on now for 2 months because the Iranian Revolutionary Guard is roughing up women who are not wearing a burqas, right, or some stupid thing. And now Iran has rejected an appointed independent UN investigation into the country's repression of anti-government protests. Okay, so that just happened today. So they're not letting the UN in, and the Iranian people, same thing happens to them as happened to the Chinese. They catch you, they can torture you, they can kill you. Now tomorrow, and in Iran, by the way, 14,000 an estimated have been arrested. Iran's easier to get information from than China, because there's like buku spies in Iran. They get paid for giving information to governments and news agencies. So tomorrow is the World Cup match between the USA and Iran. A lot of pressure on the Americans. They got to beat them. They lose to Iran, an American team. Number one, they're out of the tournament. And number two, I wouldn't want to be on that team coming back losing to Iran. So let's hope it's 7-0 or something in gutter. Brussels, the Belgians lost to the Moroccans 2-0, and the loons went crazy in a number of Belgian towns, looting, burning, you know, the usual stuff. Now, Brussels, the capital of Belgium, is like San Francisco. So nothing will happen to these people. They can burn and loot and do whatever they want, and they know nothing. Disney. Boy, are they getting karma, so much on Disney. So they have a movie, Strange World. Cost $180 million to make and market the film. $180 million, okay? Opens over the Thanksgiving weekend, supposedly a big weekend for movies, right? Makes $24 million. An atomic bomb. An atomic bomb, okay? This is Disney. The reason is that the target audience for movies like this is 5 to 10, okay, kids, and their parents take them. But Strange World deals with gay dating, global warming, and other very woke subjects. Roll the tape.
No talk! Legend! Hey, boy. Hey, open the door.
Hey, boy, come on, open the door.
Come on, Legend. You can do it. Come on, Legend. That's the baby. That's Mama's baby. That's Mama's baby. You can do it. You can do it.
Can you not yell at my dog?
Well, I wouldn't yell if you were actually trained.
He is trained. He hasn't been in the house for the last 2 days.
You've been on this ship for the last 2 days.
Well, you still have to unlock it. There's a switch right beside the handle. Legend, you see the switch?
Why? I'm not objecting to, it's boring. And kids 5 to 10, they don't care about global warming, okay? Or gay stuff. Disney. Evil ways. So I write a column yesterday, and it's on BillO'Reilly.com for everyone to read if you would like to, about the reason we are seeing so many horrendous things happen in the USA and around the world. It is evil. Okay? That's what is generating it. So I hope you read the column. Now, evil and hatred go hand in hand. They're simpatico. And NBC, Comcast, allows hatred on its cable arm, MSNBC. It allows it all day long, every day. One of the haters is Joy Reid, who despises her own country. This is what she said about Thanksgiving.
But it's also important to unpack the myth of Thanksgiving. It is a holiday riddled with historical inaccuracies. Built on this myth that the indigenous welcomed their colonizers with open arms and ears of corn, a simplistic fairy tale interpretation of a 1621 encounter between indigenous tribes and English settlers that erases the genocide that followed. It's the truth Republicans want banned from our textbooks, because here's the secret they want so desperately to keep. We are a country founded on violence.
Look, I'm not even going to get into the ignorant factor. I will just tell you that when the Puritans came over and they landed in Massachusetts, they formed a détente with the indigenous Indians. They helped each other. Now, there were tribes who did not subscribe to that, and there were conflict. But it wasn't a genocide. And the genocide that happened after was about 150 years later. A guy named Roger Williams came over, didn't like how the Puritans were behaving, went to Rhode Island and formed a colony with the help of Native Americans. Okay? So this woman knows nothing. But the important thing is that NBC allows this hatred of America to be on display with no counter. It's not like somebody comes up behind her and says, hey, you don't know anything, lady. No. It's one after the other, after the other, after the other. Hate, 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 hate. Smart life. Seniors. Okay. Amazon Prime, you get 50% off your membership if you are getting Social Security. Pretty good deal. Okay? Then Kohl's Department Store, Michael's Craft Shops, Denny's Restaurants, IHOP, Outback Steakhouse, AMC Theaters, McDonald's and Amtrak all have hefty discounts for seniors. Worth your while to check them. Save you some money, and we need to do that. This day in history, November 28th, 1871, the Ku Klux Klan trials begin in Columbia, South Carolina. 151 years ago, the Klan was a paramilitary organization in many parts of the South, heavily armed. And if African Americans tried to vote, those African Americans were punished, sometimes killed. If whites tried to help them vote, the whites were punished, sometimes killed. Well, U.S. Grant had enough, okay? So he sent federal troops down to South Carolina to destroy the Ku Klux Klan, which they did. And they put hundreds on trial, and 144 at least were convicted. Broke the back of the Klan, okay? That was a good thing by U.S. Grant. However, he didn't follow up on it. And then subsequent presidents didn't care about it. So the Klan regenerated and caused real terror in the South until J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI broke them in the 1960s. So anyway, the first Klan trials 151 years ago today, this day in history. I hope you find these worthwhile. So take a quick break, be back with the mail and a final thought that you should know about. Okay, let's go to the mail. Rick Hall, Beaver Creek, Ohio. Hey, Bill, I think people deserve a little more about how you define evil at 15% of the population. Well, that's right. Your letter spurred me to write the column, Rick. Though it's all in there now. BillO'Reilly.com. You don't want to be a premium member or anything. You go and read it. Donald McKeo, Coral Springs, Florida. The rise of evil in America is directly proportional to the decrease in attendance of church, an increase in disdain for religious beliefs. There is a linkage there. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt. But there are some very fervent religious people who are absolutely evil. Jerry, concierge member. Thank you, Jerry. Best column in a long time, Bill. I enjoyed and agree with it, but don't know what to do about it. I feel helpless watching our country deteriorate. Look, all you can do is be active in your own communities, join organizations that respect traditional values, help out. I mean, I have a Knights of Columbus. I'm not a member. I don't join. I'm not a joiner member thing. I don't do that. But they had a little drive for coats. You know, I went over there with 10 coats, you know, give them to the poor people who need coats this winter. That's the kind of stuff. Get involved with that. Sherry Rose in Canoga Park, California. Inflation caused in part by Biden's anti-energy executive orders. Congress or the Supreme Court can overrule executive order. Why isn't this tried? Because Congress can't. Executive order, Congress has nothing to do with it unless they pass a new law. And the Supreme Court, cases have to be heard, have to be wind themselves through. So president has a lot of power with the executive orders. Michael Ralph, Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Big thanks to you, O'Reilly, for what you're doing. You're my news source. Do you think there are any Democrats that would vote against the proposed DACA 11 million dreamers, the amnesty? There are some. I don't know. I can't calibrate how many in the new Congress, but there are some who wouldn't want blanket amnesty. That's a Schumer play, by the way. The man who was against that a few years ago. Jerry Carruthers, Kingsport, Tennessee. We've been enjoying family time for the holidays, but as you put it, O'Reilly, those machines, you would think not after seeing family for more than a year, you'd have a lot to talk about. After polite dinner conversation, we retired to the living room to watch the game, and everyone pulled out the machines and had them stuck in front of their faces. It's an addiction. They can't stop. They can't. Now, you know me. So I go, put it down. So, but adults do it too. Bruce Brunswald, Salt Lake City, just finished watching your very entertaining interview with Chris Cuomo. Is it me or does your president make him smarter? I don't know. I'll be there Wednesday, News Nation 8, in the 8 hour, probably around 8:15 is when they put me up. So the Cuomo thing's working out okay for us, and we hope you check it out. It is entertaining. Santos Joseph, Daly City, California. Bill, big fan, and my older sister, who turned 62 on November 9th, was laid off. She enrolled in Social Security, which takes effect February. She will only get $1,100 a month. Please give us the names of health insurance companies with reasonable monthly rates. This is usually a concierge request, not premium member or general mail request, Santos. Number one, I don't have the names. I don't comparison shop in that area. But in a concierge situation, I'd assign somebody to do it. Okay? But I can't be doing, I don't have the staff to do this for everybody. I mean, we got hundreds of thousands of people. But I will tell you that our sponsor, AMAC, all right, A-M-A-C, got tons of bridge health plans. That's where you should go and become a concierge member, because then I can do a lot more for you. Lloyd Richmond, Farmington, Utah. Hey, Bill, thank you for the very flexible and cost-conscious site you have created. Based on current plans, I will be doing Christmas shopping from the BillO'Reilly.com Christmas store. We'll save you 50% of all you would spend on gifts if you do that, as I mentioned. All right, last one, Philip Ramsey, Charleston, South Carolina. Read Killing Legend straight through. Such a sad story regarding Elvis and the other two as well. All right, word of the day, do not be meretricious. Excellent word. M-E-R-E-T-R-I-C-I-O-U-S. Do not be meretricious. Back with a final thought in a moment. All right, here is the final thought of the day. Everybody around here is COVID. COVID's back. Now, I haven't gotten it. I'm not taking a vax because I don't know what the vax is going to do for me. I got four of them already. All right. And the CDC can't tell me what the vax is going to do. All the people that got COVID around here, have got the vax. They're vaxxed up. They're getting it. Now, the good news is it's not very severe. It's like the flu. All right. They're not in the hospital. They're not doing any of that. No terror. But COVID's back. Be very, very careful. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you tomorrow. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.